America Weekend.
Hey, welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone.
And I'm Leslie Gold. And Valerie, you recently were able to speak to Tommy James of Tommy James and the Shondells.
Nice guy. Nice Midwestern boy.
Really?
Yeah.
Had a very interesting time coming up in the music business, though. His whole history was intertwined with the mob.
The mob, and he wrote a book about it, Me, the Mob, and the Music, and it's fascinating. He is a lovely guy, and you know he made all these hit songs.
Oh, Crimson and Clover, Money Money, Hanky Panky, million hits.
And so now he's got a YouTube channel.
The YouTube people came to me and asked if I'd be interested in doing a Tommy James channel. And I said, yeah, what's that? And basically what they told me was that, we have a couple of hundred videos up there already. And what they told me was that this would be not only what already existed up there, but this would be new stuff. So every couple of weeks we have a little program we call Inside Tracks, and we put up a new video, and it is it's basically all kinds of things about the music business, and it usually ends in a song. So we are able to we talk about the hits, and we talk about the past, but we also talk about the future and have new material up there too. So, you know, YouTube has become so powerful. It's your record label, it's your radio station, and everything else. So it's really interesting, and we're getting amazing feedback from the fans with it. And so it's really a lot of fun.
You've got this wonderful opportunity now to go direct to your audience instead of through a record company. What's that like for you?
That's quite true. The main thing is, you know, one of the greatest challenges today is to get new music in front of the fans. I mean, for everybody. So you really have to, as an artist with new material, you have to really go all kinds of different routes. You have to do, of course, downloading. You have to do physical product in the stores. You have to do radio. And YouTube is really coming on as a major development. And so we're really glad to have it.
You know, Tommy, the last time that we spoke, you and I, we talked about a lot of things. We talked about your book, your wonderful book, and also about a musical that was in the works and a movie. Now, I know that these things take a long time, but I do understand that there is some movement for you in the film world. What's going on there?
Well, you know, as you say, Me, the Mob, and the Music, my autobiography is being turned into a movie, and I'm really thrilled with that. Barbara DeFina is producing the movie. Barbara has done so many great movies, Casino, Goodfellas, Cape Fear, The Last Temptation of Christ. She did Hugo 2 years ago with Martin Scorsese, and you know, she's just a really brilliant producer. And so she's going to be producing. We're at the screenplay stage now, and it appears that Matthew Stone is going to be doing the screenplay, who's a terrific writer. He's really great. And so the financing is together, and I'm watching all these developments come together, and it's really so amazing to, you know, I'm getting a great education.
That is music legend Tommy James of Tommy James and the Shondells, and his book, Me, the Mob, and the Music, which, as you just heard, is in the process of being made into a film. It's still in process, but it's moving along, and we'll be talking about this live and in person, Tommy James and me, coming up on Monday, May 16th in New York City at the fabulous new Sheen Center at 7:30 p.m. Tommy will also do a little bit of a performance and sell his book. So check it out at the Sheen Center, Monday, May 16th, 7:30 p.m. And you can find out about it at sheencenter.org. Looking forward to interviewing Tommy live on stage in New York. I'm Valerie Smaldone, and this is America Weekend. Like so many people I know, I have trouble falling asleep. Something's never quite right, and usually it's my position in the bed. It's been an ongoing frustration, until recently when I met Mike Lindell and tried his creation, MyPillow, because it's fit for me. The MyPillow doesn't flatten, it doesn't get hot and stuffy, the patented fill stays where you put it, and what's ingenious about MyPillow is that it's fit to your specs depending on how you sleep, on your back, on your side, your size even. I don't have that anxiety anymore when I go to bed because I know that with MyPillow it will be a pleasant sleeping experience. I'd love for you to try this. I have a super offer for you today. Buy one MyPillow and they give you one for your partner free. Not worth spending another night frustrated by your lack of sleep. Call 800-867-0058. Use promo code AW or go to MyPillow.com, promo code AW. 800-867-0058, promo code AW. Do it today.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you take constructive criticism like a champ?
Career development expert Nicole Lindsay says don't react at the first sign of criticism. Be calm and listen attentively. Then take these steps for productive dialogue.
Let the person who is giving the feedback finish without interruption.
Thank them. After all, feedback helps us improve.
Repeat back what you think you've heard to ensure you're interpreting the issue correctly.
Ask questions and seek specific examples for more clarity.
Ask for solutions or ideas on how to better handle this situation in the future.
Articulate what you will be doing going forward and ask for time to follow up.
Take constructive feedback like a champ and you'll be a big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Zoolander 2 isn't a really, really ridiculously good movie, but for fans it's good enough. But me!
On June 3rd, The Lonely Island's dope new movie hits theaters. Andy Samberg is Connor for real in Popstar Never Stop, Never Stopping, rated R.